I mean, how did it feel to take down John Bones Jones like that? Not a lot of people get to say they've done that. I don't think anybody does.
No, not too many people. I mean, it was a little nerve-wracking because, you know, in the middle of Times Square, the crowd of people watching and you're inside the octagon, that's certainly much more John Jones's domain than it is mine. And there was a couple times he had me hurt and you know, I was in danger, but I used my veteran game developer savvy, turned things around and put it on him in the third round. So it was pretty, I mean, that's definitely the really going at it with any UFC fighter. He took me the deepest of anyone.
What is
but
the,
no UFC fighters beat me.
Yet. Or ever.
Yet, certainly.
Okay. What's the development cycle been like?
It's been a long one. You know, from start to finish, this game has been about 2 years from, you know, announcing the partnership with the UFC to it hitting the shelves. You know, that's it's a long term and a long time in game development terms, especially for a sports game. But when you're building it from scratch on new consoles with a new license and new technology, it takes a little while. But it's been a lot of fun. There's a lot of UFC fans, MMA fans on the development team, so we've had a blast. You know, having to watch every event, you know, for research and reference, and you know, and just being involved with creating something that looks and plays as good as it does. So we're super happy with it.
If you asked a hardcore gamer like 4 or 5 years ago, they probably thought that an EA UFC game would never happen. Now that it actually has happened, how does that feel?
It feels great. I mean, tomorrow, launch day, will be, you know, a big moment for the entire development team. I know we're really excited for people to get their hands on the full package and be able to see everything that's in there and not just the demo. So, super excited to be here in New York with this launch event and can't wait for people to be playing the game tomorrow.
How does this game take advantage of the next generation consoles?
Hands down, one of the biggest things is the level of presentation, the level of detail, and the level of realism for the fighters and the sort of the UFC atmosphere. We just would never been able to make a game that looks this good on the current generation of video game consoles. I mean, or if we tried, it would only run at, you know, 1 frame per second or something like that. So, you know, that's one of the biggest differences. And then certainly in terms of, you know, gameplay animation and physics, all that stuff is, you know, top-notch, best-in-class technology that we're able to utilize. So there's a lot of things that we're doing, you know, in a gameplay animation sense that also weren't possible on the current gen in terms of, like, the way we monitor the action that's going on in the ring to, you know, trigger procedural falls or sweeps or takedowns and stuff like that. So, literally nothing about this game would have really, let's say, besides maybe the front end, you know, the menu system. We could have done that on current gen, but but yeah, the rest of it is just something that wasn't possible.
Bruce Lee is a pre-order character, also an unlockable character. In your opinion, how does he stack up with the current day UFC fighters in the game?
In the game, he stacks up really well. We took the approach of, we're not saying that we took Bruce Lee from, you know, 1970 and threw him in the game. We said, what if Bruce Lee, the athlete, what if Bruce Lee, the martial artist, was alive today and in the UFC? Like, so a man with that level of, you know, dedication to martial arts training, dedication to physical fitness, and, you know, just his mentality about martial arts, what would he be like? So, you know, a lot of people think, you know, a lot of people would say, oh, well, he never actually competed as a fighter. He was only in movies. That's true, but that's not the vision we're recreating here. We're recreating what if an athlete of his caliber, a martial artist of his technique, of his caliber, was in the UFC today. And so he's not the best in the game, but he's certainly, in every division that he's represented, he's near the top.
Last question from me. How do you want this game to be remembered a couple years from now? It's your first in the series.
You know, it being the first in our series, I think we want it to be remembered as the start of something really great. It is really great. But, you know, it is only the beginning of a long-term partnership between EA Sports and UFC. And so we really look forward to, you know, expanding on this already really strong foundation of mixed martial arts in video games.